You'd do
I'd be nearly dead.
And you're sent, you'd be sent to the
hospital,
where you'd be attended by a
nurse.
If you want to take a train, you'd go to the
depot.
If you want to take a bus,
the bus station.
If someone said, where is the courthouse in town, on what land, what would you say?
Well, here I just have to say, well, it's right in the center of downtown.
I've forgotten. I don't think it's on a separate block, is it? Would you call that anything special where it is?
Not here.
How about in another place?
In some other place, it would be called Town Square. Or down on the square. Hmm. But we don't. It's just downtown here.
If this represents a city block that's vacant, and you want to go from here to here without going down around the edge, but go this way, you say you...
I cut across.
Mm-hmm. What did they have for public transportation in Tulsa, oh, say, 30 years ago?
I think they still had streetcars.
And if you were on one of these and the bell system was broken and your corner came up, what would you tell the motorman?
I'd tell him I want it off at the next corner.
Mm-hmm. In relation to the rest of the towns in Seminole County, Wewoka is the
second largest.
Uh-huh. And since the county government is here, it's the
county seat.
Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. is the seat of the federal
government.
And from 1861 to 1865, the North and the South were in the
Civil War.
And the two armies,
North and South,
did what?
Well, they fought. What do you think
they did?
You're
telling
me
a pretty stupid question.
Well, I was going to say. That's like my husband. And my first husband had a mental breakdown. And when we finally got him to a psychiatrist, of course he... They knew what a shape he was in, and they run a mental test on me, and I never got into such a bunch of stupid questions in all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Those true and false things, which I flunked all the way through school, because I never could figure out whether I meant whether that was a true statement or a false statement, the way they'd word them.
Oh,
they,
those are dismal.
They gave me this box of cards and said, now put them in two piles, one marked true and one marked false. And I, of course, I just knew that before I got out of that room, they was going to have me in a straitjacket and down to Norman in a padded cell just right quick. And they had some of the stupidest questions I have ever heard, and they'd have two in one. And finally, the nurse came in. I was just laboring over them. And she said, what's the matter? Are you having trouble? And I said, yes. And she said, what's the matter? And I said, well, you have questions here that I can say yes to, and you have some I can say no to, and you have some that I can say yes and no to both of them. Which pile do I put those in? And she said, what have you done to those? And I said, stacked them up in a separate pile because they're yes and no both. She just gathered up all my cards and she says, you're all right. You could have heard that sigh all over the medical arts building up there.
Isn't that annoying when they do something like that to you?
Why? And I was literally scared to death because I wasn't right sure, but it wasn't me that they needed to see. And then hand me a mess of cards like that. Yes and no.
Oh boy, some of the tests that our kids get in college, I think, are just about that bad. And I've given some that are fully that bad. There's nothing you can do. They're just bound to come out now and then. Well, what was the duty of the sheriff here? Or what is the duty of the sheriff today? He's supposed to preserve
peace and order.